All right. Hi again, everybody.
It's my favorite Christmas song, by the way.
That music right there?
The theme song from Parks and Rec.
Oh, I thought it was a theme from Die Hard.
Mm.
There must be a theme from Die Hard.
Oh, there is.
I'll probably watch it this weekend because it is a Christmas movie. Anyway, it is like a Christmas miracle. It's Wednesday and we're here with our local hour here on KSBT, KBFI, and NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and joined by Ricky here every Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. And this is a season-ending edition of Ricky's Top 10. So we're going for ratings today. We got to finish with the year with a bang.
Got to finish out strong.
This is our last show of the year. I'm not here tomorrow. And we're taking next week off. So last show of the 2020 and good riddance to 2020, if you ask me. I mean, 21 is not going to start with a bang, but could be a lot of good things happening. And a lot of bad crap came our way in this past year. We all know about that. But what a lot of people aren't thinking about was there was also a lot of good things happened in this last year as well. So today, in honor of the Christmas season and the year coming to an end, we're going to take a look at Ricky's top 10 best of the worst mm-hmm. year ever.
Mm-hmm.
Very good idea,
Thank you, by the way.
I'm really looking forward to doing this. Before we get to that, we are going to go to the phone and be joined to have our weekly visit with a representative from Bonner General Health. Marion Martin will join us once again. She'll have the latest stats and news from BGH. It's been quite the last few weeks here in North Idaho, and 56 new COVID cases yesterday in Bonner
County.
Yesterday. And
wow.
I don't know that we had that many all summer,
yeah.
But we had it in one day. So we'll find out what's going on over there. What's going on with Miller Beer? I just saw this online a minute ago. Miller Beer is going to stop making Olympia.
Why?
I guess it's not selling, but the only reason I even bring it, I haven't had an Olympia beer in 100 years, but mm-hmm. that's all that my little Bavarian grandpa drank.
Oh, man.
Beer. Him and my good buddy Gene Holt. Gene always drinks Olympia.
I'm going to text Ben Olson on the break, let him know. That's big news.
Yeah, so I don't know when it's actually going to fade away. What is going on elsewhere? Of course, there's safe skiing up at Schweitzer, and I got to applaud Schweitzer for the way they've been facing all this COVID and mm-hmm. stuff and saying, hey, you know, you're not wearing your mask. We're closing, you know, at least until they get more runs open because there isn't a lot of snow. And there are so many people in town this week.
Exactly.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
So you can safely ski at Schweitzer. You want to limit your time in the lodge. And they brought in food trucks. How brilliant was that? Even though they run their own restaurant and bar, but they're allowing food trucks so that people don't have to go inside to eat lunch.
That's really smart.
That's really cool. It's good for the trucks. It's good for business. It's good for everybody. And Santa and Mrs. Claus will be back out on the snow 2 o'clock tomorrow for Christmas Eve. It's a balloon parade.
Wow.
They'll be going down Midway. And at 3 o'clock, Santa will be back out on the slopes for last-minute turns before he heads to, you know, of course, delivering Christmas presents all around the country. So
that's fun.
That's going on. It's that's pretty cool. So what we're doing today in one of the worst years of our lives, maybe the worst in all my years, which are a lot, we're going to take a look at Ricky's top 10 best of the worst year ever. And I'm really looking forward to that. Also, joining Marion Martin from BGH, she'll be with us right after this break. Give us the latest from the emergency room over there, what's happening at the hospital and stuff like that. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver and U.S. silver eagles are in stock. Plus, they have preparedness supplies, coins and paper money, gold and silver, jewelry, and they now stock ammo as well. There's also a huge selection of great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Kinexu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality, non-GMO corn and soy-free feed in the Northwest. Kinexu Feeds uses locally sourced ingredients from reputable sources they know and trust. Kinexu Feeds would like to say thanks for all of your continued support over the last year and wish you and yours a happy and safe holiday season. Look for Kinexu Feeds at your local feed store or find out more by visiting them online at kinexufeeds.com.
Are y'all feeling the gladness of the holiday season upon you yet? Don Thomas here for the Pondere Design Center, and that includes Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And if you're like the rest of us, maybe it'll take a little more this year to really put your heart into it. But you know what? Maybe these coming days are just what the doctor ordered, surrounding ourselves with family and friends, and just enjoying the simple comforts of your home. And for 75 years now, Sandpoint Furniture has made your house a home. And the same goes for all the folks at Carpet One and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. All of our employees go out of their way to make our customers feel like friends, not just a passing sales transaction. And over all these years, you've come to trust our people to bring you just what you're looking for when you walked in our doors. It's a long list of what we can provide, not to mention on-time deliveries and professional installation. So before we bid farewell to this challenging year, let us all here at the Pondere Design Center send out a hearty thank you to all of our customers for your continued patronage, along with prayers and wishes for a happy and a peaceful new year. The Pondere Design Center, we make your house a home.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back here on KSBT, KBFI, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. And we go to the phones in our weekly segment with Bonner General Health. And I want to thank Marion for joining us once again this week. Marion, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bob. Good. How are you doing?
I'm great, actually. I'm kind of feeling Christmassy for the first time now that, you know, we've had a little snow and it's kind of cold enough to stick around. So it feels like Christmas. How are people feeling at Bonner General Hospital right now?
Well, as far as the patients, we're still seeing a lot of patients that are coming in with COVID symptoms, mm-hmm. as well as other patients. We were talking about our numbers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Idaho has a 43% positivity rate for COVID. And for us, we've had 142 positive cases in the last 7 days.
Yeah, I saw that it was in the 50s just yesterday, which is incredible. We went months without having 50 cases in Bonner County. So 18 of your 25 beds at BGH are occupied. Do you know how many of those are actual COVID patients?
I believe 4 or 5 of them are.
Okay.
This morning I heard 5. So.
And so I guess the kind of bright side of having, you know, 43%, I believe you said, in the state of Idaho, testing positive. The average healthy person doesn't get that sick, or is that a misnomer?
That is really a misnomer. And, you know, sometimes you hear and you see young, healthy people that do have bad outcomes,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they don't. So it is a gamble. You know, you can't just assume because you're young and healthy that everything's going to be okay.
And we had Dr. Huntsberger from your emergency department on with us last week, and he was talking about how busy it is or has mm-hmm. been in the ER. Has that remained in the last week?
Yes, it has remained. And, you know, the weekend was very busy. We were fortunate. We had a couple of days this week that weren't as busy.
Hmm.
And we really need that. I tell you, it is hard going at it that many hours every day. So, you know, when we get a little lull, not even a lull, just a regular day, it's a treat.
Yeah. So are a lot of those cases coming into the ER locally COVID-related, or is it just, are you just having a record year in general?
No, no, a lot of them are COVID-related.
Mm-hmm. Are the holidays traditionally a busier time anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
They are, but not right at this time of the year. It's usually between Christmas and New Year.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can we do to help? I know Ricky has an aunt who's been making masks like crazy for the last 9 or 10 months, a lot of them ending up at BGH. But just in general, how can the community assist the hospital in slowing the spread of COVID and other viruses?
Well, really, it comes down to not gathering, having, small groups, staying within your family at Christmas time. If people don't adhere to the recommendations that are out there over the holidays, we're really going to see a spike and a surge after Christmas. And, so it's washing your hands frequently, wearing your mask, trying to stay in your same group that you are with. You shouldn't be going out to visit people and families that you don't normally live in that same bubble with.
And I think it's been recommended that you find out if you are going to see relatives that you don't actually live with or whatever, that find out what their health has been like in recent months. Maybe they've had it and it's come and gone, or what have you. So it's important to touch base with people before you just not the year to go like from house to house. It's like
right,
so many
exactly.
of us normally do. The vaccine has been released, two of them. I think there's a third one on the way. According to the stats, you've had 114 BGH employees vaccinated to this date. How are they doing? Are there any complaints?
No complaints. We haven't had any complaints from that. We have 90 people scheduled on our staff and for next week to get vaccinated. So that is going very well for us.
Yeah, well, that's good. And so in regards to the vaccines, I think the next round will be they'll continue doing it elderly people, and then it'll go to essential workers. You really, your heart goes out to the grocery store workers and the firemen, policemen, people like that. And have you heard any numbers about how many vaccines will be available here in Idaho?
I have seen numbers, but really until they get here, it's really, kind of a guess.
Sure.
last week we were expecting, and we got the number that we expected, but we were expecting them to be frozen or at a very low temperature, and they weren't. So we had to use them up pretty quickly, and luckily we had all the staff here ready to receive them. They came in on their days off to get them.
Good.
And they're saying that the Moderna vaccine was more likely to help out rural areas such as ours because it doesn't need to be minus 92 or whatever the first one.
That's correct, yeah.
So as far as, pretty soon there will be about 200 BGH employees with the vaccine. What does that mean in regards to slowing the spread of COVID in our area?
Well, I think that it will, it could help slow the spread, especially as the vaccine gets out into the public and people are able to take it, and we'll see what the results are. We don't know how long that immunity will help for the vaccine yet. And I do want to mention that we saw our first person yesterday in the ER who had COVID for a second time in the last 5 months.
Wow.
So, just like you were mentioning about checking to see if they've had COVID, if you're going to visit people in that, it's coming around. Some people are getting it a second time.
Are there any indicators? Does this person, have other health problems, or is this just a normal average person?
Normal average.
Yeah, a little disconcerting there for sure. So if people need emergency services, what should they do? They shouldn't stay away from the hospital, but you guys are busy, but you can handle it?
Yes, we have some extra staff around, and sometimes when it's very busy, we may ask people to wait in their cars. We're here for all emergencies, not just COVID, so we don't want people to stay away for that reason.
Very good. We're talking to Marion Martin from Bonner General Health. Just a reminder that the testing drive-through hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., and again from 11 to 1 p.m., you need to contact your healthcare professional in advance to see if you qualify or really need to get the test. If you have any questions, maybe you don't have a primary health care provider, you can call the COVID hotline at 208-265-3323, 265-3323, or anytime you can go to bonnergeneral.org for more information. Marion Martin from the Emergency Department Manager at Bonner General Health, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you do for the community. Hang in there and try to have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You can have a Merry Christmas too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah.
We are going to, should we jump in? Well, we're going to do Ricky's Top 10, kind of a cute subject this week, a Top 10 Best of the Worst Year, because obviously it's been a nightmarish year when you look back and think of just a succession of all these things that happened, that any one of them would have been the bad story of the year. But there's been...
John Prine died. Can we go back to that for a second?
Boy, you know, that happened on the very same evening that we decided that we needed to cancel the festival at Sandpoint.
That was
not a banner day in my life.
Very emotional day.
It was hard.
Yeah. I
was like, we were the first major event to say, we can't do this. Nobody's touring. So
I've been listening to my John Prine Christmas album nonstop in the car all season. It's classic.
Yeah. We'll be blasting the Christmas music in the Witte household. That's for sure. What we're going to do for sure right now is take a break, and we come back. We've got Ricky's Top 10, so stick around.
North Idaho College offers flexible and innovative class options for you this spring, so you can focus on moving forward with your degree or certificate, earn transfer-friendly credits, or graduate career-ready. Learn online, on campus, or both. It's your choice. The application deadline for the spring semester at NIC is January 6th at 5 p.m. Classes begin on January 11th. Visit nic.edu/spring2021 to find out more and apply today.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver and U.S. silver eagles are in stock. Plus, they have preparedness supplies, coins and paper money, gold and silver, jewelry, and they now stock ammo as well. There's also a huge selection of great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KBFI 1450. KSPT 1400 and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, switching gears here into Ricky's Top 10, special holiday edition, being our last show of the year. We're taking next Wednesday and Thursday off. I'm taking tomorrow off. After all, it is Christmas Eve.
Woohoo!
Believe it or not. And,
oh my gosh, I'm so behind on presents. I don't have time for this show.
Well, just stick around. It'll be another half hour, and then
I'll let you go back.
All right, fine. Back to your knitting, which is what I suspect you're doing. Yes. The best of the worst, being the worst year we've experienced, but good things did happen. I just, you might think about it, that dog face 420 skateboarder guy drinking Ocean Spray cranberry juice and lip syncing to Fleetwood Mac. That happened in Idaho.
Well, everyone's so surprised by this. In his, like, whatever his tag is online is 208. And I was like, duh, he's from Idaho. It says 208 in his tag. I knew he was from Idaho.
I think it was Twin Falls.
I believe so.
Somewhere down there. But, you know, you get so much negative publicity about Idaho nationally. And it's like, hey, everybody in the world knows that this cool guy on the skateboard is from Idaho.
Such a good video.
So that happened. What else happened?
Really quickly this morning, I did spend some time. I took a break from my knitting to watch baby goat videos, which was really fun. But that's not part of my top 10. I just recommend it.
What is the thing? You see it on Facebook all the time, people playing with baby goats. What is this, some sort of fad or something?
They're just really adorable. I don't know. Somebody told me to do it.
Are you getting me a baby goat for Christmas?
I am. It's a fainting goat. You yell at it, it passes out. It's great. Anyway, my number 10 of my top 10 best things about the worst year. I got really good at Zoom. It's a new skill I never knew I needed until 2020.
Me too. And you were going to laugh because we had a family Zoom where I totally sucked. That was because I have a laptop at home that's just like from the 1970s. It's not that old. It's probably 10 or 12 years old. And it just doesn't have the Zoom capabilities. Sure. Like the one I have in front of me right now is brand new and it kicks butt.
Yeah.
So it just took getting a new laptop to get good at Zoom. And who would have ever thought that this pandemic would force even old people like myself into this future of meetings and technology. It's like, hey, you have no choice now.
It's so much more efficient. You don't all have to go to each other to have meetings. It's great. Plus, my niece, I just FaceTimed with her this morning, has gotten really, she's terrible. She's 5. Terrible at FaceTime, but it's so much fun. You just kind of have to go along with a 5-year-old going like, hey, look at this. And then they set the phone down and you can't see. You just stare at the ceiling for 5 minutes and go like, oh, Ellie, that's so cool. Like, it's so great. I love everything about it.
It's not just 5-year-olds. I've had some FaceTime meetings where there's older people older than myself. And it's like, you know, I've been staring at her ear for the last half an hour. And then, where did Mary go? I think she went to the bathroom.
It's so good.
And it's really horrible that they don't mute themselves, so you hear people come to the door and all that kind of stuff. So your number 10 was getting good at Zoom.
Yes,
And I think also people, speaking of Zoom meetings, have learned that they don't necessarily need to be paying a lot of rent for their company to have offices. They don't need to be sitting together. They're realizing that, you know, you could work from home and pull it off. And you could actually monitor people's home computers because it's their website, right? Knowing that they are online and being active. So
I have a lot of friends in larger cities like Coeur d'Alene, but also in Los Angeles who aren't going back to work. Like they just figured out like, look, we can work from home now and it's so much more efficient. I also have a ton of friends who are hairstylists. So I really feel for them. That's a very hard hit industry. You have to be up close and personal with people. So that's been tough, but it's kind of interesting to see through their social media how everyone's sort of pivoting and all the steps they're taking to keep each other safe.
Yeah, so there have been some good things, you know, coming out of all of that. You mentioned, or we mentioned, you know, not going to an office to work. You know, Lighthouse, and hands up to them, they were one of the first to say, hey, guys in the office anyway, go home. You're going to work from home. And I mean, this was like back in June and saying, don't plan on coming back this year.
Right.
And all of us are thinking, well, you know, they tell us it's 2 weeks or it's going to be a month. And it's like, well, Lighthouse kind of predicted it, saying, just go home and stay there.
So, it's awesome.
Anyway, what's your number 9?
My number 9 is, I don't know if you remember back in like April when everyone was staying home, like the whole world, everyone stayed home.
I do remember.
For a month. You could see blue skies over China. Do you remember the carbon emissions and how down they went in 1 month? It was so heartening. I had been really sick. I was home alone. It was a really hard time. And then I would check these satellite images of the world, and it was beautiful and shiny and new again, and it just gave me a lot of hope for our world. So that was a really nice thing to come out of this.
And that continues.
Oh, good.
I'm just looking this up while you're saying that. Carbon dioxide emissions continued to decline, in part due to recession in most of the world, but also because the cost of renewable energy, such as solar and wind, is going down. But the good news, experts are saying that the carbon dioxide emissions declining is going much faster than they had anticipated.
Oh, good.
So, there's some good news there.
Exactly. I think that's a great thing to come out of this. I was happy about it.
Yeah. Hope it keeps it up.
Exactly. My number eight, and I know that this is not the case for a lot of people, not the case for most people, I would say, but I got to keep my job, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I love my job and it's great. And, you know, I just think that that is something that I couldn't take for granted this year of all years. It's a good job and I'm happy to have it. And I was here to help my community when they needed a lot of help. So I was really thankful for that too.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, thankfully with the stimulus and things like that, you know, some nonprofits can keep going. A lot of people don't realize that the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce is a standalone nonprofit.
Exactly.
It's not supported by the state or the city or the county or anybody else. So, yeah, it is kind of like a little miracle that stayed alive and stayed in business.
There were a few months there over the summer when I did not think that we would have an office to walk into the next day, but we're still here, which is amazing. And I still have a job, which is great because I love doing this.
And we're really fortunate in Sandpoint in particular that we had the busiest tourist season that I can remember. I mean, so many out-of-state plates just around and congestion. And that where you see in so many other places, like even in neighboring Washington, where restaurants can't, you know, you can't have sit-down seating and bars are closed, gyms are closed.
Yeah.
Here, all those things are open and there's all these tourists in town. And you talk to downtown vendors right now and they're having a record Christmas season. As long as they can do it safely, it's all good news for us. And it's not like this everywhere. In fact, it's not like this most places. So we are very fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, 43% rating in Idaho is horrible.
It's horrible.
But, hopefully we'll get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a couple more before we take our next break.
My number seven, I've been cooking a lot more at home.
Everybody has.
Which saves a lot of money. I don't know if you know, but eating out two meals a day is not the most cost-effective way to live your life. I've been cooking more at home, which means I'm eating better and paying attention to what I'm eating more, and saving a lot of money. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. And you know, you and I both in normal times would eat out for lunch just about every day. I would.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, yeah, it's like every once in a while, I even make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which I hadn't done in years. That's not bad.
I know. Things like, apple and cinnamon. And, I even did some, celery and peanut butter a couple months ago. You just go back to these things, they're like, oh yeah, that's a great little snack.
Celery and peanut butter, I forgot about it. Yeah, that sounds great.
It's delicious. I know. I'm not great at cooking, I should say, but I've been doing it more.
But I think that is one of the good things that happened through all of this is like, I have cooked most of my life, had a bunch of kids. I cooked every meal for them, but I'm getting more inventive. Like I'm really getting into soups every weekend that, you know, making them from scratch. It's cheaper.
Yes.
It's not so loaded in sodium like canned soups are. And it's actually really fun.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's a great thing for the winter too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's affordable.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good thing. Plus I live with people who are much better at cooking than me, so that's very nice. So I get some home-cooked meals that, you know, are actually edible. My number six, as I mentioned before, I decided to hand make all of my Christmas presents this year, which, besides yours, I am up to my neck in yarn.
Did you get me Olympia beer before it goes extinct?
I had stocked up and cars filled with it. I've really honed my knitting skills. I've learned some new patterns and tricks, and I feel really confident about it. And like, this is a thing that I am really enjoying as like, you know, raw as my fingers are right now from all the wool. It's really fun and I've gotten really good. I've always been a crafter and I've always enjoyed making things. And this is like, it's so satisfying because you're just knitting away and then you hold it up and look and you've created fabric and it's really cool. I really enjoy it.
So in our near future, do we have a Ricky's top 10 favorite things you created for Christmas presents this year?
Sure. I mean, heads up, a lot of them are beer koozies. Ah, yeah.
We could do 10 of those.
But that would be fun.
10 Olympia beer.
I could do a koozies. Knitting show.
Yeah, that's good. You've gotten really good at it. You knitted me a scarf last year, and I thought it was weird, though, at one of our safe distance outdoor fire pit get-togethers that I put on that scarf and you said, God, I hated that scarf.
I really did. I was not happy with it when I made it. But it's a great scarf.
It is. Yeah. It's very good.
I don't remember what I didn't like about it.
I put together a real quick list of things that were kind of cool for this last year. Parasite won the Oscar for Best Film.
I still haven't seen it.
A lot of people, me neither, but people have forgotten that. It seems like so long ago.
It really does.
That, we had our big Oscar party, and people just forgot about that. Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to prison for sex crimes.
Yeah.
And getting about hundreds of women to say, well, it's about time. Do you remember J-Lo and Shakira did a concert together?
Oh, wow.
It was Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, oh. I don't remember who played in the Super Bowl.
Oh, but I remember that.
Do you remember that thing?
Yeah.
Let's see, what else happened? Kobe Bryant was in that horrible helicopter
That was just this year.
That was this year. It was winter time. Really horrible. We won't talk about all the people that died. Nobody remembered 420 because everybody was too high. Last 420.
Last April, yeah.
And I've been wondering about that. You know, and people that traditionally smoke pot, they pass it around, you know, with a bunch of people, and I don't think that's happening anymore. So.
No, but it is kind of, not that this is my experience, because I wouldn't do such a thing, but it is a thing at parties now. People just have, it's like back to the, you know, back in the old times where I imagine in the 60s, you show up to a cocktail party and there's just a tray of joints out. That's kind of harkened back to that. Everyone gets their own individual device.
I almost said we, but they call them individgies.
Yes. So that's what it's all about these days. And I am I'm for it.
We're doing individgies tonight. Parents are at the movies. Another good thing is when all of this stuff started hitting the fan last spring, then the story about murder hornets came out.
Hornets.
What else have you got, 2020? These bees are going to come. And they were here. They're in Washington and Canada. It's like, come on, right here in our backyard.
That feels like a long time ago. Murder hornets.
Yeah, it seems like 4 or 5 years ago, but it was this last spring and summer. And they finally found them up by in the state of Washington on the coast up by the Canadian border. And fortunately got to the one and only hive known in the western part of the country and killed them.
It's funny that you keep saying that feels like 4 or 5 years. That's our thing now among my friends is, you know, 4 or 5 years ago last summer.
Yeah. That is absolutely true. What other good things happened? Tom Hanks survived COVID. He was like one of the first celebrities.
There's a new Tom Hanks movie coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's a true American hero.
You're not going to believe this one because we were talking about Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Macaulay Culkin turned 40 this year.
Whoa.
He's as old as Ben Olsen.
You know, I came home. I
just
moved
kidding,
in with two people. He is. I moved in with two people this year, and I came home the other day, and everyone was gone. And I walked in the house, and I was like, I made my family disappear. I had a full Home Alone moment. It was great.
I don't personally go to Taco Bell, but they canceled in this. I had to see this online. They canceled potatoes. I didn't know they had potatoes.
I didn't either.
They canceled the quesarito, the loaded grillers, and the seven layer burrito.
I can't get behind this cancel culture.
But you've never seen longer lines at all the drive throughs, especially Taco Bell when you drive by.
French fry nachos
is what our engineer wants. Lori Loughlin went to prison for trying to illegally get her daughters through USC. Mm-hmm. The Pentagon released UFO videos. They didn't call them UFOs, but for the first time, they've been like denying that there's creatures from out of space flying around, but it's saying like, well, this happened. We're not sure. That's unidentified aerial phenomena is what they called it. And so, like, all those 50s and 60s movies, like, so you're admitting.
Yeah.
There's flying saucers. Also, this last year, scientists found evidence of possible microbial life on Mars and water on the moon.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mentioned weird food. Did you know that in this last year, Pepsi came out with apple pie Pepsi? Had heard that?
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me. Apple pie flavored cola. It's not, it's limited availability.
Good.
And came out around, obviously, Thanksgiving time. So I don't know that I'd want to even try that, but they did that. And also just recently, McDonald's started selling, not here, but in China. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an experiment, I guess. Well, let's see if the Chinese like it. It's a spam burger. Mm-hmm. So okay. Instead of hamburger, it's spam, which, you know, is still big in like Hawaii and stuff like that. But here's where they ruin it. They take crushed Oreo cookies and put it on top of the spam. Now, that just does not sound good. They said the sandwich was part of a series of members-only promotions. They're trying it just this last week in China. If it works, they'll bring it here.
Let's Oreos. Hope there is hope for 2021.
So I think I have a feeling that somebody was celebrating 420 and came up with the Spam and Oreo burger.
Yeah, that sounds like a quarantine
just
meal.
That's what my gut's telling me. My producer's telling me we need to take our final break, so we're going to do that right now. We'll come back with, we're down to Ricky's top five best things that happened in the worst year. Stick around.
Treat yourself to a new bathroom for the holidays with help from the experts at Pro-X Home Decor Center. With Schluter Shower Systems, you can enjoy an affordable custom shower and bath designed just for you. Call them today for details. They also have a wide variety of flooring choices, vanities, tile, and a whole bunch more. Come in and see their beautiful showroom today. Pro-X Home Decor Center, serving Bonner, Boundary, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Liza, a mom from Idaho Falls.
As a working mom, COVID has been really tough. Video classes, remote learning, all while I'm working from home too. It's hard. I want to see my kids in the classroom. I want to get back to the office again. That's why I choose to wear a mask, to protect myself and protect others. If we can stop the spread of COVID, we can get our schools open again and get back to work.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay now feature family meals to go. Available for takeout or curbside pickup, the new family meals include smoked ribs and chicken, bacon, back and cheese, a family cob salad, and dessert. Order online at sweetlouisidaho.com or call either location. Tis the season for the Sweet Lou's gift card deal. For each $50 gift card purchase, get an additional $10 card for free for family meals to go at Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
From all of us at Winter Ridge Natural Foods to Sandpoint and all our neighbors who make this community, we could never thank you enough.
This was a year like no other. You inspired us and kept us going. You rolled with it as we made changes, keeping our doors and our curbside open for everyone. And together, we welcomed 700 new loyalty members.
We are so proud to be your local and independent natural food store, empowering you to find the healthiest options for you and your loved ones.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our last 10 minutes and 40 Aww. Seconds of Ricky's top 10 for this year.
Yeah.
Put this 2020 stuff behind us.
Ready.
So we're down to your number 5 of the best things that happened during the worst year. What do you got?
Well, my number 5, we mentioned before, our downtown is doing really well. It was touch and go there for a minute. A lot of our small hometown businesses are having, like you said, record-breaking years. I know I have a friend who's working temporarily at Sunshine Gold Mine, and she said that they are having Black Friday sales every day this week, which is great. I'm so happy that people are shopping local and that they're supporting local businesses, and people like Sunshine Gold Mine and Beet and Basil are being really safe and careful and making sure that all of their clients are wearing masks and they're still doing this well. I think it's great, and it just is that sense of like the town coming together to support each other and make sure everyone could be successful this year.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for so many other businesses, so many people unemployed and mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. And so, yeah, at least that's it's a good little shot in the arm for our local
yeah.
business.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's great to have so many people. I know we've all been saying it for years, you know, support local, but people actually doing it, at least here yeah. in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. So, yeah.
It's awesome.
Very good.
I'm very thankful for that. My number 4, I really got to find out who my friends really are, you know?
Is that why you don't call me anywhere?
Yes, exactly. No, but it is that sort of thing that you can go months without talking to somebody, and then that's the person that you really want to reach out to and just touch base, and nobody's offended by it. Nobody's getting mad that you're not seeing each other or doing things together, but you find out, like, when you really have to talk to each other, who they are as people and what they mean to you. And, like, when I was quarantined for 3 weeks because I was sick at the very beginning of this, mm-hmm. And I had among, you know, Bob Witte and 2 other people that just randomly would drop things on my front step almost every day without me asking. It just was a thing that they felt necessary to do to help me feel still in touch with the community. And it was amazing. So that's the kind of thing that I am really thankful for, is that the people that stepped up and the people that remain in your life and are that important to you still.
Also, and thank you very much.
Yes.
Getting a little teared up here. But and I'm glad that you made it through. That was a horrible 3 to 5 weeks in your
terrible.
Life. And we didn't know what was going on yet.
Yeah. I mean,
it was
all up in the air.
It was incredible. But not only finding out who your friends are, but also reconnecting with people that you may not have talked. I mean, you start mm-hmm. thinking that my graduating class from high school, mm-hmm. 99% of those people I haven't spoken to in 40 something years.
Wow.
Maybe more than that. Mm. Ooh, old. we had a Zoom meeting,
no
Zoom
way.
Reunion last oh. night. It's like, oh my God.
That's amazing.
And just little things like that. We talked yeah. about on my birthday, we had a Zoom meeting. I had nephews and nieces and people I had not spoken to in several years. It's like, wow, we're all kind of reaching out like, hey, you know, the whole world's sick, so I was thinking about you.
Yeah.
No, that's
really great.
Yeah, kind of cool.
And then on that same vein, you kind of find out a lot about yourself. So that's my number 3. You have a lot of time for self-reflection.
Well, you have a lot of self-alone time.
Exactly. What happens when the chips are really down and you have to take care of it, like you're on your own, and how to do that and how well you can survive. And it's not been, like, mental health-wise, it's not been the best year for a lot of people. So it's nice to be able to get through that and figure out, like, I need to talk to people and I can't just keep covering this up with, you know, outside things. And, you know, it was kind of a good work year health-wise for everybody, for me at least.
And it's good for you. Your mental health is, you know, if you have a day like today where it's, it's a little chilly, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Go for a walk.
Exactly.
Bundle up and get outside. Just get out of that. You know, you're going to be pretty much stuck at home the next few months. So when you can get outside and go for a walk. I walked around Traverse Park last weekend. It was just like, there's nobody here.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And we're so fortunate we have these cleared paths that you can walk around in our whole city. It's wonderful.
Very fortunate.
Yeah. I recommend that. Number 2, the thing that we actually started it technically last year. But has held strong this year and has been a really important thing for us. We started a sibling book club. So at least once a quarter, my other siblings and I get together in Zoom and we all read the same book and talk about it. And whether or not all of us finished the book or enjoyed it.
I was wondering, does that happen?
Yeah, I almost got kicked out of sibling book club because I didn't finish like four books in a row.
Oh, geez.
My own book that I picked, I didn't read. but I've gotten a little bit better about it. Figured out books on tape works better because then I can knit while I'm listening to it. It's been a really special thing. We've even gotten in like huge fights where two of the siblings aren't speaking to each other and we've just had to work through it because this means a lot to us and just having each other in our lives and all that stuff.
Well, I'm proud of you guys for this stage in your lives of still getting together and, you know, because they're spread out all around the country, then that you could do this. And the two that are fighting, it wouldn't be the oldest and the number four, is it?
Perhaps. I don't know how you would have guessed those two.
Because they've been arch rivals since
the most day one. Stubborn. Yeah.
it's great that you guys are doing that. And I am surprised to hear that someone's saying, well, we have book club Zoom meeting this Saturday, and I'm only halfway through the book. I'm going, you know, I read that book in 3 days. It's not hard.
Yeah. It is 14 hours on my audiobook. So I probably have about, I don't know, 10 more hours to go. I'll make it. Yeah. I'll get there.
You could just stay up tonight. Do it while knitting.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole idea.
What is your number one best thing to happen during the worst year?
My number one, and no offense to you, but I feel like you're part of this. Like I mentioned, I moved in with two roommates, and I have mentioned several times on the show, next door to the Shooks, my oldest friends in Sandpoint. And so we have a whole quarantine, as we call each other ourselves. I have about 8 people constantly in my life that we've all been quarantined together, and we share everything. We have 3 households all on one, you know, little...
You share the backyard.
Backyard, yeah. And it's been really... great. Whenever, you know, you feel really lonely and isolated, there's somebody that will still hug you or cook a home-cooked meal and is there to, you know, watch you break down or to have a great time with. Like when the power was out, one of us has a wood stove, so everyone piled in their house and, you know, brought over whatever food we needed to eat out of our freezers and just had a great time. And it's the kind of thing that it's a great support system sort of built in. And I'm so fortunate for that. I don't know that I could have made it through this whole thing living on my own. I feel like it would have been a lot more lonely and isolating and not nearly as great of a situation. As much as I don't necessarily enjoy having 2 roommates, I am really thankful for the entire team.
Yeah, that is great that you have that situation, and you're also very close, so it's just one of those things. Fate brought you all together at the right time. And with that having been said, you know, if folks listening, if you know people who aren't in Ricky's situation, who are maybe elderly and are stuck at home and afraid to go out, and they probably won't even go to do their shopping, whatever, is to reach out to them, and not necessarily in person, but you can call them and email, text, whatever, and just make sure they're okay.
Exactly.
And they're warm and that somebody's thinking about them on Christmas.
Leave gifts on their porch. I do that. You just see something and think of somebody. Pick it up for them and put it on their porch. You don't have to see them in person. Just know that you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Like when Ricky was so sick, I'd literally drive by and throw a pound of coffee on their front porch. Funk.
Yep.
Well, great. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for another fun year of Ricky's Top 10. We'll be back in January to continue this weird series of ours that we've been doing for a long, long time. And so we've got 1 minute. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going over to my dad's house. We're going to watch Die Hard 1 and 2. And then we're
I don't
also
know that I've ever seen number 2.
A Muppet Christmas Carol. Willie talked me into it. He said that it's not a great film, but it's definitely worth watching again. So,
is it a Christmas movie?
Technically, yes. As much as Die Hard is.
Yeah, I'd like to see Elf again as well.
Elf and a Muppet Christmas Carol. We're going to watch a lot of movies.
And I'd like to watch The Apartment.
It's
number 10 in Esquire's top 10 Christmas movies.
Also, The Thin Man is really good. It's like a drinking movie about Christmas. It's great.
And I've never seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Me neither. I'd like to keep it that way.
It's
like Jim Carrey's Grinch. I'm not going to watch that.
No. There's only takes so much Jim Carrey, and I can't watch It's a Wonderful Life ever again. So.
No, thank you.
But anyway, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to our
Happy
producer, Derek, and Happy New Year.
Hi, Derek.
And we'll be back in January with another edition of Rookie's Top 10. Happy holidays, everybody. Till next year, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.